As COVID-19 continues to spread around the world, it's of course raised concerns about the global economy, something we've discussed as a potential impact, but one we're beginning to see. So to get a sense of the scale, we want to bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin.
So we've been watching the markets drop for days around the world and in the U.S., where a near, 10% loss?
Near 10%,
From recent highs. Now, that's just a tiny tick from, you know, with a long arc going up, but it's a tick that goes straight down. So how much of this is investor fear? You know, investors sending a message, we're going to withhold our money to make you see this. How much is real evidence of economic loss caused by the coronavirus, like companies shutting down?
Yes, I don't know how to ascribe a percentage to it, but it's you're right in identifying that it's two different things, right? There are some companies that can provide evidence of earnings that will be lost because the airlines aren't flying to China or casinos, things like that. There's a whole lot of other companies that have no direct exposure at the moment, but investors are saying, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how long it's going to take, so I'm going to take my money out and put it in the bond market. That tends to be very sophisticated investors. And then there's this third category of companies where once we hear about community transmission, there's one case in California that might be the first case where they can't figure out where the person got it. Once you get into that, then people start getting scared about going to malls. I just mentioned casinos. Casino stocks are taking a hit. Ballparks, public transit, things like that. So this is all built around uncertainty, but right now, most of the loss in the stock market is not actually about profits that company will lose. Huh. It's got more to do with fear.
Right. Well, and there's two-pronged things here. 1,000 workers have been told to stay home in London because of one infected coworker, so they don't want to get their workers infected. But on the other hand, Lufthansa is sending people home without pay to buffer against future losses. You know, we were also reading about a company here in New England just moved their production to China last fall. Yep. And between the trade war and now the virus, which has shuttered some factories there, they're, you know, wondering if they should have. So give us some more tangible examples of how this hits business.
Well, so a lot of companies are now thinking about business continuity, right? So there's an issue about whether your customers will come. There's an issue about whether you fly people to China or you don't, if you've got factories in China or supply chain. But there's a whole completely different issue for places like yours and mine where we work, where if this thing breaks out, companies want to do the most to try and prevent outbreaks in the workplace, right? Most of us are in the workplace every day. So there are all sorts of business continuity plans in place for things like terrorist attacks and things that'll take you out of business for a few days. But this one gets really complicated. So people are starting to figure out, is there going to be more teleconferencing, more working from home? What are the places that get hit? The ride sharing industry, the shared economy might start to get hit, whereas things that you do from home, like Zoom and meetings like that, start to benefit. So everybody, I think every CEO and every manager in the country is sitting around thinking, who can I have stay home? How can I avoid the spread of this thing? And how do I mitigate against workers getting sick and consumers not consuming my product?
Real quick, JetBlue is now the first airline to lift change and cancellation fees because of the virus. Who pays for this? You know, when companies start to do things like that, is there insurance?
So generally speaking, there is not insurance for pandemics or epidemics. There is business continuity insurance from the business side, but I think lots and lots of everybody's going to allow people to cancel and just take the loss for the moment.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.